This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's progress in the space sector today is making the lives of ordinary citizens easier. In his video message on the occasion of National Space Day, Mr. Modi said India views space technology not only as a tool for scientific exploration, but also as a means to enhance ease of living.
Bharat space technology ko scientific exploration ke saath hi ease of living ka bhi madhyam manta hai. आज स्पेस टेक भारत में गवर्नेंस का भी हिस्सा बन रहा है. फसल बीमा योजना में सैटेलाइट बेस्ड आकलन हो, मछुआरों को सैटेलाइट से मिल रही जानकारी और सुरक्षा हो, डिजास्टर मैनेजमेंट हो या पीएम गतिशक्ति नेशनल मास्टर प्लान में जियो स्पेशल डेटा का इस्तेमाल हो.
Mr. Modi said India is rapidly advancing in breakthrough technologies like semi-cryogenic engines and electric propulsion and will soon launch the Gaganyaan mission. Recalling that 2 years ago, India became the first country to reach the South Pole of the Moon, creating history, the Prime Minister highlighted that India has also become the fourth country in the world to possess docking-undocking capabilities in space. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, has developed a geo portal that provides accurate information on droughts, rainfall, weather and other parameters, helping farmers plan their crops more effectively. Addressing the session of the National Space Day celebration virtually in New Delhi today, he commended Indian space scientists for their contribution in supporting farmers. Relief and rescue operations are being carried out on a war footing in disaster-affected Tharali of Chamoli district in Uttarakhand. Various teams from the district administration, local police, SDRF, NDRF, Army, SSB and ITBP are engaged in relief and rescue efforts. The body of a young woman has been recovered in the incident, while the search is ongoing for another missing person in Chepdo Bazar. More than 150 affected people have been accommodated in the tehsil premises, where food, water and medical facilities along with other basic necessities have been arranged for them. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that negotiations on India-US trade are still going on. He said the government is committed to defend the interests of farmers and small producers of the country. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum 2025 in New Delhi today, the minister said India is clear about its red lines in negotiations with the United States and will make decisions in its national interest. The Department of Posts under the Ministry of Communications has decided to temporarily suspend all postal articles to the US from the 25th of August. The decision came following an executive order by the US government under which the duty-free exemption for goods valued up to $800 will be withdrawn with effect from the 29th of this month. The Ministry of Communications said in a release that all international postal items, regardless of their value, shall be subject to customs duty as per the country-specific International Emergency Economic Power Act tariff framework. However, gift items up to $100 shall continue to remain exempt from duties. Customers who have already booked articles that cannot be dispatched to the US due to these circumstances can seek a refund of postage. In Jammu and Kashmir, the three-day first Khelo India Water Sports Festival concluded this evening at the iconic Dal Lake in summer capital Srinagar. Madhya Pradesh finished as the topper, winning 18 medals, including 10 gold medals. 21 Khelo India athletes, all from rowing, took part in the festival. The Indian compound men's under-21 team clinched their first-ever junior world title at the 2025 World Archery Youth Championships in Canada today. The Indian trio of Kushal Dalal, Mihir Apar and Ganesh Mani Ratnam defeated Germany in a shoot-off after the scores were tied at 2:33 each in the gold medal match. And with that, we end this news bulletin.